Hey everyone, welcome back to the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast. I'm your host, Malia Hames, and joining me today is Elizabeth Jones, the marketing director of Bird on the Mountain in Huntsville. Thank you for joining me today, Elizabeth.
Thank you for having me, Malia.
Yeah,
I'm excited to be with you today.
I'm excited to talk with you. Well, let's jump in. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Bird on the Mountain.
Well, I am the marketing director up here at Bird on the Mountain. I'm a native Huntsvillian, although I was born in Memphis. I moved to Huntsville when I was seven. And I remember vividly coming to Bird on the Mountain for field trips in elementary school. And I think somewhere in middle school to high school might have been the last time I had stepped foot at Bird on the Mountain until I came up to interview 13 years ago. And I've been up here and wouldn't change a thing.
That is so cool, though, that you have that connection from your childhood and then you ended up at Bird on the Mountain.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Well, let's start a little bit with the history of Bird on the Mountain. Tell us a little bit about Dr. William Henry Burritt and his mansion.
Well, Dr. Burritt is from Huntsville. He's a native Huntsvillian as well. He was born in 1869. In Huntsville. He had one sister who died early. So for the most part, he lived most of his life as an only child. Like his father and his grandfather, he studied and practiced homeopathic medicine. And he actually studied and graduated from Vanderbilt Medical School in 1890.
Oh, wow.
He always had a knack for the fresh mountain air, for any sort of natural remedy that he could find. And so that allowed him to build his career. And he went to Ohio and then on to Colorado and traveled around. He was married once and then and his wife passed away, married a second time, and ended up back in Huntsville, where he built his retirement home, which is what we now know as the Burritt Mansion.
Well, he sounds fascinating. So he ended up back in Huntsville where he grew up. How did he come to build this mansion and then Burritt on the Mountain end up what it is today?
Well, when he left St. Louis, his second wife, Josephine Drummond, died in 1933, and she left the majority of her wealth to Dr. Burritt. And so when he returned to Huntsville, he selected this 167-acre plot of land atop Round Top Mountain. Many people just assume that we are part of Montesano Mountain, and we are as a whole, but the portion of where Bird on the Mountain sits in Huntsville is actually called Round Top Mountain. Fun fact. So he was able to select this plot of land and then build his retirement home here in Huntsville. Again, I mentioned earlier that he was attracted to the healthful springs and the mountain air and just natural remedies, and he found that atop Round Top Mountain.
Okay. Well, I learned something new today because I assumed that it was Monsanto Mountain as well.
He actually built his home in the shape of an X because he knew the crosswinds and the great views would provide great ventilation and natural light for his home. So at that point, he was taking advantage again of the mountaintop and all it provided for him. And unfortunately, the day before he moved in, his home burned to the ground in 1936. So he had to start all over. He actually ended up building it very much the same as he did the first time when he rebuilt the home. He added some concrete and some concrete fibers, but for the most part, built it in the shape of an X again and did similar things that way. And so he actually moved and took occupancy of the home that we now know as the Burritt Mansion in 1938.
Okay.
So from 1934, when he purchased the land, he didn't actually move into the mansion until 1938.
Oh, goodness. That had to have been very frustrating and heartbreaking.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So then how did Burritt on the Mountain come to be after that?
Well, Dr. Burritt lived in this mansion. He operated as a in-home physician, or he would have people come to his home to receive care even after retirement. And then he died at the age of 86 in 1955. And having no heirs, He ended up leaving his home and the property to the city of Huntsville. Mm-hmm. Thus, it became Huntsville's first museum. The city of Huntsville made sure that they carried out his wishes of it being a place where people could come and gather and enjoy the mountain air.
Well, that is really cool. Well, tell us some of the things that people can see and do at Bird on the Mountain now, today.
Well, Bird on the Mountain is all-encompassing. We've got many elements to what is the modern-day Bird on the Mountain. Mm-hmm. You can divide it into three segments. Obviously, the Burritt Mansion is the featured element at Bird on the Mountain, and it tells all about the history of Dr. Burritt, as we just discussed, as well as rotating exhibits. We just recently had a quilting exhibit, and we'll be looking to have our next exhibit open this summer.
Cool.
And then our historic park and barnyard, it depicts 1890s to 1900 rural farm life. Mm-hmm. So you can come up any given day and see historic interpreters working in the barnyard, weaving in the homes, see all of the homes and cabins that depict life as it once was then. Mm-hmm. And then we also have our entertainment aspect, if you will. We host weddings, meetings, fundraisers in our Barron Bluff building, mm-hmm. as well as the church. We host events in there. You can rent these spaces up here at Burritt. And Wednesday nights at The View, we have mm-hmm. cocktails at The View and invite people to come up. It's free of charge to enter and enjoy The View on Wednesdays, April through October.
Oh, fine.
We also have our Burritt Folk School. And I tell you what, if you haven't taken a class, I highly encourage you mm-hmm. to put on whatever hat you might have of something you might wish you could learn and check out our Folk School webpage, because there's always something for everyone. Everything from blacksmithing to pottery to needlework to printmaking. There are tons of classes that we offer through our Burritt Folk School.
I need to check out that pottery. I've always wanted to learn how to do pottery, so I'll put that on my list.
Please, we'd love to have you.
And are these classes for adults and children?
So the Folk School classes are geared towards adults.
Okay.
We have some classes coming this summer that are high school age focused, but mm-hmm. young children are welcome to come and enjoy field trips and camps and programming through our educational department all year round. They have homeschool classes, field trips, camps, like I mentioned, and tours throughout the historic park and barnyard.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
Well, tell us about some of the seasonal and holiday events at Burritt on the Mountain.
Well, you can always enjoy the outdoors year round up here at Burritt. Mm-hmm. In the springtime, we have Spring Farm Day, where you can come and see the sheep being sheared and enjoy our barnyard activities in the spring. Mm-hmm. We've got our cocktails at The View, which begin April and run through October every Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. We've got our concert series that runs, it usually begins in May and mm-hmm. it runs through September, October. City Lights and Stars concerts out on the verandas in front of the gazebo. Mm-hmm. So they're outdoors and you can enjoy the summertime, bring a picnic and enjoy the concerts and music outside. In the fall, we have Round Top Folk Festival, which mm-hmm. is always the first weekend of November. And then when you get to holiday traditions, we have some good ones up here at Burritt. We've got our dinners in the mansion for holiday magic, but we have my favorite, which is Candlelight Christmas.
Yes, that is one of my favorites as well. When my niece was little, we used to come up there every year for that and make all the little crafts, the popcorn on a string and taste the figgy pudding. We actually made figgy pudding one year because they give us a recipe.
Oh,
it
yes.
wasn't as good as y'all's figgy pudding, but it was a close second.
I'll tell you, the traditions during the holidays are really spectacular. And getting that little element of the way Christmas used to be and traditional Christmas, there's nothing better.
It seemed really neat. So we always enjoyed that. Well, how much of the mansion and the surrounding area is explorable? Are there guided tours?
Of the 167 acres that are Burritt property, mm-hmm. they're about 3 square miles worth of explorable land. So given mm-hmm. all the property that's right up here at the top, as well as our almost 5 miles of nature trails, okay. which we really pride ourselves on these nature trails. We've got them connected to the land trust trails so you can connect up here on the mountain, mm-hmm. but they are beautifully well kept. We've got one trail that's ADA that you can actually come in on wheels of any kind and mm-hmm. enjoy and then loop and exit back out through that trail. But for the most part, what you see up here at the top, which you might consider the Burritt site, mm-hmm. the historic park and the green space and the mansion, as well as our nature trails, are approximately 3 square miles of explorable okay. area.
Yeah, one time we were coming up for, I think it was something in the fall, and we saw the cross when we were down, you know, like at the foot of the mountain. And so we get up, you know, like, oh, that's so neat. So then we get up there and we see these people going down this trail, and we thought, hey, let's walk down this nature trail. And so then we ended up down there, and there's this huge cross down there that we ended up on this nature trail. So that was really cool that we saw it when we were down off the mountain and then ended up right there under it. That was a really cool find.
There's some really interesting things. There's an old coal mine. Mm-hmm. There's an old goat barn where Dr. Burritt used to keep his mountain goats. Oh. And there's rumor that there are still mountain goats on Montesano that were possibly left from Dr. Burritt. Who knows? But that those trails have neat features like that that you can see mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah, it was really cool to do that. So tell us how people can support Burritt on the Mountain.
Well, I would say there are numerous ways to support Burritt on the Mountain. Of course, volunteering is a wonderful way to support us. We mm-hmm. could not operate without our volunteers.
Yeah.
And we have a wonderful volunteer pool up here at Burritt, and we're super grateful for all the things that they do and help us accomplish, be it events or mm-hmm. on the trails, as I mentioned, yeah. or out just on our site maintenance, in the office. There are a myriad of ways, through education, camps, mm-hmm. or field trips in the historic park. There are myriads of ways to volunteer. Becoming a member. We'd love to have you as a member up here at Burritt on the Mountain. Our membership, of course, is an important part of keeping Burritt alive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your membership allows you free entrance to the park year round. So whenever mm-hmm. we're open for regular hours and admission, then your membership just affords you the opportunity to come whenever works for your schedule.
Okay.
As I mentioned, we have a ton of events. So you can always just an event, be it a dinner or a concert or a Spring Farm Days in the Historic Park or mm-hmm. a holiday event, like we mentioned. So an attending event or, you know, financial contributions are a part of keeping Burritt's doors open. And we gratefully welcome any financial contributions that people might want to give.
Okay. And I can't not have you talk about the gift shop because I love a good gift shop. So tell us about Josie's.
Oh, man. So certainly I have to talk about the name. So I mentioned earlier, Josephine Drummond was Dr. Burritt's second wife. And so that's where the name comes from.
Okay.
So Josie's Gift Shop, which I like to think is a premier gift shop in town,
yeah.
features not only items that our buyers buy, you know, for the store, mm-hmm. but we are lucky to feature many of our folk school artists' products and items in our store as well. So
cool.
we've got lots of unique items that are unique to Burritt mm-hmm. from our folk school instructors, as well as other local, we like to support local artists and artisans mm-hmm. here in town as well. So we have lots of local items too.
Well, that is so cool. Well, tell us, what is something in your career at working at Burritt on the Mountain that has been unexpected?
Well, when I started thinking about what was unexpected, I think of the most recent unexpected thing for us, which was February of last year, and we mm-hmm. had a fire break out in the middle of the night.
Oh, no.
And so it was incredibly unexpected for us up at Burritt. It mm-hmm. happened in our Barron Bluff building, thankfully not when anyone was in for a rental.
Yes.
It was in the wee hours of the morning, so no one was injured, and the building was able to be the fire was able to be put out, and mm-hmm. not a total loss by any means. So that was probably the most unexpected thing that we've had to respond to since yeah. I've been here, which is, it was a long process. But I will say, what we did to ensure that the current brides were still going to remain happy and make sure that their days were special, mm-hmm. to prepare for the future brides who were considering, do we want to be at Burritt? We couldn't have done any of that without, I mean, we ended up being back open within 4 months.
Oh, wow.
And the city of Huntsville and our insurance company and our construction team were able to just yeah. put it into gear and get us back up and running quickly. So that was an unexpected event.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm glad everything worked out well. Uh-huh. Well, before we go, we ask our Facebook followers what questions they wanted asked. And the winning question is, are there any ghost stories associated with Burritt on the Mountain, the mansion, anything like that?
Oh, man. I think we would love to say that there were, but not to our knowledge. We do not have any ghost stories at all to our knowledge about the yeah. mansion. The closest thing to that is maybe what I touched on earlier about the idea that there might be goats roaming around yeah. that distant relatives of Dr. Burritt's goats. But aside from that, I don't know of any ghost stories. Sorry to disappoint.
Hey, that's okay. Some people don't want any ghost stories associated with the places they visit.
Right.
Oh, that's funny. Well, it has been so great to learn more about Burritt, and I definitely learned some fun facts that I did not know. So thanks for being here today.
Oh, I'm so grateful to be able to have a conversation with you and share more about Burritt on the Mountain. You know, I mentioned before about growing up and not having been up here in a long while. And, mm-hmm. and now that I've been here for 13 years, and there's no place I'd rather be. I love Burritt yeah. on the Mountain, and I hope that people will come and enjoy the beauty and the gem that we have up here on top Round Top Mountain.
Yeah, cool. Well, tell people where they can find you on social media and your website.
Of course. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram at Burritt on the Mountain. And our website address is burrittonthemountain.com.
Well, great. Thank you again for being my guest. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, North Alabama's social platforms are linked in the description. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next time with more about North Alabama adventures.